got a lot of people action happening up there on the perimeter, and some people are talking about how the security force is just part of free trade. It goes hand in hand. Do you agree?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, and what's the purpose of saying on the megaphone right now whose streets are streets?
To try to encourage people to stand up, you know, to try and keep morale strong. Make sure people don't panic in case the police start advancing. Some people have a tendency to run.
Yeah.
Just have to remind people to remain calm.
So why is it good that people stay here right now?
Well, to show them that we're not going to be scared away from opposition to these free trade agreements. That's what they want to do. They want to invoke fear and violence against us to try and make us run, to try and make us leave, to try and make people too afraid to even protest. But as the thousands of people that are here today show, it's not working.
It's not working at all, and the intimidation beforehand didn't work at all. I know CSIS was visiting activist houses, saying, oh, we want to know if there's going to be violence. This security perimeter that's going up was meant to intimidate people, and you would say it hasn't worked?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you can see the thousands of people that are here. The police have advanced a couple times with tear gas. People are still standing here, and we're not going away.
What about that whole anti-scarf ban? I see a lot of people out here with bandanas on, protecting themselves from the tear gas. You don't think that they're going to enforce that anti-scarf law?
I don't think so. As far as I know, the mayor of Quebec City said they weren't going to anyways, but I think it'd be ridiculous to try and do that.
Yeah.
In the face of, you know, I've got two of them on myself, and most people here have at least one on, so it would be ridiculous.
And it's just a way of protecting yourself, as opposed, like, they think, oh, people want to hide their identity so they can be violent, quote-unquote, whatever that means.
No, yesterday I was, you know, the media was talking to me, they saw me with my flag, I gave my name, I don't give a shit, I'm not afraid for them to know who I am. For me, it's not about that. It's more just a protection thing.
Yeah, all right, well, good luck to you out here today.
Yeah, thanks very much.
No problem. Had some tear gas fired off, and that hasn't scared you away. Why not?
No. Well, because that's just a tactic, you know. That's what it's there for, is to scare us all away. And we're setting the limits here today, you know. It's not those fucking pigs, you know. We're here to tell them that they can't set any more limits for us, you know, that we're tired of this shit, and we're tired of them fucking ruling the lives of people in the United States and around the fucking world, you know.
Are you coming from the States yourself?
Yeah, I'm actually living in New York right now, but I'm from Texas, you know, so I've got to get a good dose of what George W. Bush has in store for us all as the ruler of the fucking free world. So, it's, you know, I'm a Texan, but I fucking cannot stand that man, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so coming here today, what did you want to, like, what was your goal, your objective in coming to Quebec City?
Well, it's basically to say, you know, our lives are not for them to fucking play with any longer, you know. It never was in the first place, and it's time now for people to stand up and say no more, you know. From Seattle to Prague to fucking Quebec, we're saying no, you know. You can't fucking deal with our lives anymore. So that's what I'm basically here to say, you know. And also to say that it's going to take a revolution, a proletarian revolution, to ultimately overcome this shit, you know. And we're going to have to rise up and overthrow it to ultimately overcome shit like the FTAA and the WTO and IMF. So that's my piece.
Yeah, I like it. With the security perimeter, it's come down a little bit up there. Their fence doesn't look like it used to look anymore.
Right.
How do you feel about that?
I think it's fucking awesome. I think that we're going to accomplish a lot of what Seattle got accomplished, and we're going to fucking tear some shit up. But it looks like time to talk.
I'll walk with you. One of the things that was in the paper today was they had little captions and little, like, headshots of people. And underneath each caption, they had, like, a little, like, stereotypical word. And one was the protester. And it was a white middle-class man. And that's how the anti-globalization movement's been portrayed, as a white middle-class movement.
Huh?
Do you have any critiques of that?
Well, I would say that it's somewhat accurate, you know. I mean, I'm not going to say that I absolutely agree with this mentality, however, but what I am going to say is that, you know, it is a dominantly white movement, you know, but I don't think that it has to stay like that, and I don't think that it's going to stay like this, you know. I think that ultimately, like I said before, it's gonna take proletarian revolution to absolutely overthrow this shit, and that means bringing the proletarians into this, you know. So let them paint whatever pictures they want, but we know what the truth is, you know.
Yeah.
So.
And you're out here, you see it with your own eyes. You don't see it through any corporate media filter.
Exactly.
All right. Good luck to you today.
Thank you.
Stay safe. Okay, we have a lot of people backing up, leaving the area. The tear gas is getting quite thick. I want to go talk to this guy. Hey there. There's a lot of people walking around with the gear, the homemade armor. How's it working for you today?
It's helping people from getting assaulted by police, violent police.
Was it helpful for you being on the front lines with that?
Yes, because police beat people. That's what they do when you interfere with profit making.
Right behind you. We just had a tear gas come in right behind us, and so it's a big hole here. We've got more cops lined up here that are shooting tear gas off. They're really making an effort to clear the streets. People seem to be moving down the street this way, and I think we're actually supposed to be reconvening back over here. So we have a lot of people who are leaving. We have people who were on the front lines who have moved back, and I'm trying to see through the crowd as they're moving back if we've actually still have people on the front lines. We do have a little fire going. We have more tear gas going off. We're at Rene Levescu East, and more tear gas is coming, and more people are trying to throw it back. So we have a big crowd here. Seems like folks are just kind of recongregating back here. Lots of people who are just getting their eyes washed out, and people are kind of moving back in. So what's the status of the events now as we see them? The demonstration is kind of pushed back into some corners, like side streets and stuff. We've come away from the security perimeter, it looks like, which has been successfully dismantled to some point.
Yeah, they successfully took down the perimeter, at which point the line of police near the perimeter started to advance. Riot police were then called in on the south side near the Grand Théâtre to start cornering people. Smoke bombs and tear gas were being dropped and thrown from both sides. People started to evacuate the space, going towards St. Jean Street and out in the back, in which we began to see two water tanks, two cops start coming in. We were being blocked from all sides, people decided, one guy came out with a democracy flag and stopped the water tank, and then...
Did the water tank turn back?
The water tank started to spray people. Everybody started to evacuate the space in the back, and then it started to back off as people started going towards it to attack it. And we managed to have them back out all the way down René Lévesque, and at which point the riot police still came down, and there was tear gas at the corner of René Lévesque and Turnbull. But at this point, the police lines are stable. They've evacuated the majority of the demonstrators from this area. Some people are further down René Lévesque and Turnbull area in a very tranquil area. People here, there's about 500 people still here, and the lines are stable. We don't know what's happening. You know, a few smoke bombs here and there, but looks like people are calm and still willing to hold the ground, stay their ground. But
and it's 4:09 now. Where are the delegates for the Summit of the Americas? Where are they at right now?
Well, I mean, I don't have, any more information than anybody would here at this point, but if their event begins at 6:30, I imagine that they're coming in soon.
They're coming in soon?
And there's some affinity groups that are wanting to do a spokes council to decide what they want to do. There are riot cops now coming in this way to block us off from behind on René Lévesque. It looks like the line is moving up.
Yeah.
They're gonna make sure that people are out of here now.
Those who are in front of the police, just to advise you, there's a line of cop coming towards you from behind. So if you don't want to be stuck in Sandwich, you do what you. It's best for you.
My body, I will not live in fear. Your canisters don't scare me. I will not live in fear.
I will not live in fear.
I don't know the song. Take your pulse. Fashion's place.
My body, water, my blood, air, my breath and fire, my spirit. My body, water, my blood, air, my breath and fire, my spirit. My body, water, my blood, air, my breath and fire, my spirit.
Can you tell me why you're sitting down right here in the grass in front of the line of cops?
And fire my spirit. Because it's important for the planet.
It's important for the planet?
Yeah, for all the people and all the children.
And sitting here now on the grass, as close to the planet as you can be.
Yeah.
With a line of cops in front of you who have things like tear gas.
Right.
You know, something that's a chemical creation. It doesn't come from the earth. What are you thinking about right now?
Switch the police would be on our side.
Yeah, I asked the folks with the megaphones if they'd like to invite them to come and join us in our opposition to the Free Trade Area of the Americas, and they didn't think they would really do it. Do you think if we extended an invitation that they might do it?
Sure, I think they'd be into that.
Really?
Yeah.
Was this part of your whole plan for the day, or is this kind of a spontaneous event?
This is totally planned.
This is?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's totally meant to be.
Yeah. And the level of police force today, has it caused you to want to go away or
no
stop your demonstration anyway?
No.
Does it almost make you want to do it louder?
No, I think it's working just okay the way it is.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's too bad about the stone throwing, but...
Yeah. You wouldn't have liked to have seen that?
I wouldn't have liked to anybody to get hurt.
Yeah?
It's not about that, I don't think.
So if the cops shoot tear gas at you, you don't feel like maybe you should throw a stone back?
No. I think that they should just realize that, you know, we're just here, just we want to just make a statement so that people can bring that home with them and they'll know that they have to take this seriously. All these young people and all these old people, all these people from diverse, disparate groups, different views. And
the cops seem to be departing.
They're all here. All the people are here.
Yeah. So when people show their power, then the cops...
The cops are totally cool with that, I think.
Yeah.
Because that's all we're trying to do here.
Yeah. Well, the banquet's actually supposed to kick off at 6:30. Do you think they'll try to clear the area before then?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just hope that we can go and we could just appeal to the general public, everybody.
And you're being out here today, you feel like you can reach the general public?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What would you tell them if you could speak to them directly? You had a big-ass megaphone.
It's a great victory for the people.
Today has already been a victory?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah, man.
Today has already been a victory?
Totally.
Yeah.
And we can continue doing that. Like, I mean, the people have to just get the right intelligence, you know, so that they know what's going on in the world. And with new technologies like the Internet, that's happening. So... as people realize there's alternative sources of information, they'll come out more and more to these things.
Yeah. So you don't think, like a lot of people say, that with this level of intensity in the demonstration, with people going over there and redecorating the security perimeter and kind of putting some holes where there need to be holes, that level of intensity... some people would say, oh, that's not going to get, you know, mainstream people out, and you shouldn't, you know, make that part of your demonstration. Do you feel like, you know, that's a valid point?
I'm not exactly sure of your question, but...
well, just, I mean, there's a lot of people who say that if you want to really draw mainstream media or mainstream people out into a demonstration, like people who have never protested before, mothers with children... you need to have a peaceful march and just kind of like stay away from the security perimeter. Don't go near the cops because the cops will intimidate them. But I see a lot of people out here, like you said, I agree with you, there's diversity of ages,
totally.
There's diversity of different backgrounds here.
Absolutely.
And
I don't think the people are angry. The majority of them are not letting anger rule their actions. So this is why there's hope for this thing.
Yeah.
Because it's based on understanding.
Yeah, mutual understanding.
Yeah, people understand what's going on now.
And do you appreciate Quack and Casa's insistence on diversity of tactics rather than them setting like a protocol for this demonstration and saying, okay, well, you can't throw rocks, you can't take down the security perimeter, everybody has to march in a single file line, you know, and we have to be nonviolent, you know? Do you appreciate their insistence on having a diversity of tactics, having these three areas with three levels of protest? And you've obviously come to the red block area, which is the most intense area.
I see.
And you've been able to make a choice. I mean, is this something that you appreciate on their effort in organizing?
I want to be here with these people. I want them to go home with the message to everybody, because that's what's most important, I think.
Is to get the message back home?
Yeah.
When you go home, how many people are you going to tell about your experiences?
Well, my family and my friends, extended, different people.
And do they know that you're here today?
Oh, shit. Fucking bastard.
Did you have to explain to them why you were out here, what the free trade area of the Americas is about?
Well, I've talked to my family, and I know they're feeling that this is wrong. What's happening is wrong.
So they support you, and you're coming out here today.
Yeah, I think everybody supports it because we're negotiating something that we don't even know about. So, I mean, I think that the people feel they've lost touch with the government that they supposedly elect.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people don't want, for instance, genetically modified foods. They don't want it. But the government's been slow or nil to act on that sort of thing. And then all of the legislative nonsense that's happened because of NAFTA and other agreements, corporations suing our country and getting, like, laws changed, like, you know, stopping environmental protection of species, that sort of thing.
Put your goggles down. Put your goggles down.
Goggles are down, and we've got tear gas being fired in, and lots of people are running. Yeah, it seems like they're really just making an effort to clear the area by firing off tear gas. It seems like that building's getting it worse than any human being here today.
I see. That building is getting it bad.
Yeah. I hope there's not people inside, because that if it has an air conditioning system, then all of that's just getting sucked into
that
air conditioning system.
That would be horrible.
Yeah.
A lot of gas is coming out of that particular one.
Yeah, I don't know if that's
that super duper one.
Does it smell really bad, or is that just a smoke bomb?
Well, they're trying to put the gas so that it blows over the street in the right way, but
it seems like
the wind's always on our side.
Yeah, maybe that's a little Mother Earth standing up for against free trade and against globalization.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's been doing that all day.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot, and good luck to you today.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
So you found a little something there.
Yeah, it's pretty much plastic, but rock hard. It looks, I don't know, it's about 3 inches long. Got a big blunt end, and they've been shooting them at people. I don't even know what they're called. Never seen them or heard of them before. Got one guy behind me, got hit in the head. Another kid probably got hit in the chest over there, and it's just knocking people to the ground.
Yeah, how did you grab that one?
I saw it laying on the ground after it almost hit one of my friends, so it's like, I don't know what they're thinking. I mean, this stuff's like deadly weapons. I mean, if you get hit in the eye with one of these things.
Well, it's coming up probably about 4:30, maybe 5 o'clock, and the banquet starts at 6:30. Maybe they're just trying to, like, really intimidate us out of here.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't think deadly force is the way to go. Should just let people speak their minds, and none of this would have happened.
Yeah, it looks like the cops are really taking a stance. They've kind of moved out of the perimeter. They've moved out of the security area, even.
That's because their fence is down.
Their fence is down, but...
Their fence came down.
Yeah, I saw that. People were standing on it and cheering.
Yeah, I videotaped the whole thing coming down.
Yeah.
It was a pretty amazing sight. It's like watching the Berlin Wall come down.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But this is what it's going to take for them to you know, do free trade policy.
We got GW on the inside, and he's probably getting all this tear gas that the wind's blowing at him.
He's already in there?
Oh, yeah. He's giving the speech tonight. George Bush is giving the opening address with the Prime Minister of Canada tonight.
Oh, yeah? You know that the Quebec provincial premier wanted to address the opening session of the summit, and they wouldn't let him.
Yeah. Yeah, and the mayor wanted to cancel it, and they wouldn't let that go down either.
The mayor wanted to cancel it?
He wanted to cancel this whole thing.
What?
The city doesn't want it. You know, like, outside forces have come in and taken over these people's city, and it's just wrong, you know? Like, the U.S. government's up here, you know, the CIA and the FBI have been up here. They, like, taken over the authority, the local authority, and it's just wrong, you know? Like, they're taking this city from these people. I was inside the fence yesterday, and... all these people that live in there, you know, they're just prisoners.
Yeah, it's kind of like this is an invasion. I mean, the way that you describe it, it's an invasion of Quebec City by outside forces.
Yeah, and it's like the Canadian government, too, you know. Local government doesn't want this here. It's a big, you know, it's authoritarian. There's no democracy here. These people trying to take back their land, that's democracy.
Yeah. Too bad there's... How many people from Quebec City do you think are out here? We just had like three canisters come flying over, and it looks like the expedite removal team has cleared them out. That's why it's good to wear gloves to a demonstration, so
yeah,
you can actually...
Of course, today I forgot, but
yeah,
kicked a couple away with my feet, so it's better than having it right at your face.
Yeah, I saw people treating it kind of like lacrosse sticks, too. So, here's one about 20 yards in front of us that, oh, he's got it in his hand.
Getting tossed back.
Yep. In Seattle, they tried to call that assaulting an officer.
Yeah.
Tossing them back
into
the crowd.
Too bad we can't take them to jail for assaulting us.
Yeah. But they're the ones with the like the high quality gas mask. We're out here with these little bandanas.
Yep.
And homemade solutions like
a couple
vinegar.
Remnants of lemon juice, and that's about it.
Yep. Doing what we
it
can.
It wears off really quick though. Like after about 30 seconds.
And then you get used to it too.
Yeah.
Like initially out here today, whenever they were first gassing, it was really hard for me to breathe. But now it's like, who cares?
Yep.
It's kind of like being around a smoker, you know?
Yeah, we know we're on the good side, though. Mother Nature's with us today, blowing it all back in their faces.
Yeah, lots of people have talked about that. The wind is all just coming their way.
Yeah, I'm sure the delegates all inside the fence, too, have got to be smelling this stuff. I could smell it about 4 blocks away.
Oh, really?
Down upwind, you know? So.
So this is like the whole purpose of this perimeter was so that the delegates could go out and about shopping. And do their thing,
right?
But now they're not able to go out and about and do their shopping.
Yep, they're gonna have to stay inside with their air conditioners on.
Stay inside with their not even their air conditioners though, because like the recirculated air, if they pull in that tear gas from outside, then they'll be choking themselves to death on the inside. Do you know where the summit's actually being held? Like which building?
It's kind of. I'm not sure. I think it's kind of up a couple blocks to our right from where we're standing, like behind the police, and then down towards in the center of the city. I forget the name of the hotel, but I drove by it two nights ago.
There's the Radisson there.
No, it's a really, really fancy, it's neither of those. It's a really fancy one with some fancy name.
Yeah.
But it's really close to the fence, though. It's Rue de la Laurie, I believe, is the road that it's on.
Yeah. Is that all within the perimeter there?
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
And you were inside the perimeter last night, were you?
Last night and the night before as well, and there was no police, really. And
I noticed today was there was a lot of police, like just driving around the city, seeing all the police around.
Yeah, it was weird, just overnight.
So. Yeah, but like you said, this is what it takes. This is what it takes to get free trade in effect here in Quebec City.
Yep, totally.
The wind's coming our way. All right. Well, thanks a lot, man. Good luck to you today.
Thank you very much.